Hello, everyone, and welcome to Slash Film Daily for Thursday, May 25th, 2023. On today's episode of the show, I'm going to go over some early buzz for Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. My name is Ben Pearson. I'm an editor at slashfilm.com, and we have a very short episode of the show today. But I just want to tease that if you've been a listener of this show for a long time, you're definitely going to want to tune in to tomorrow's episode because we have something very big planned, and you'll definitely want to be listening to that. So, in the meantime, let's dive into the news real quick. I wanted to give a quick shout out to Tina Turner, who passed away yesterday. We have a ton of great Tina Turner articles up on the site. She was incredible. I mean, obviously as a legendary musician, but also her work in film was really outstanding. Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome is the big one for me that just immediately comes to mind. And her legacy is really almost unparalleled. So, RIP to Tina Turner, and I have no good way to transition from talking about Tina Turner into Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, so I guess I'll just go ahead and jump right in. But the first reactions to Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse came in overnight. This is a movie that I think might be... Is it my number one most anticipated? I don't know. I guess Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 might be up there. Anyway, it's very, very high up there in terms of my most anticipated movies of this year. Obviously, we've all talked so much about how much we love Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, how big of a deal that was for Slash Film and all of us when that film came out in 2018, ended up winning the Oscar, really had like a massive impact on American studio animation. And so there's been a lot of questions about whether or not they've basically set the bar too high for themselves. And thankfully, it sounds like from these early reactions anyway, that the filmmakers and team behind this movie were actually able to deliver something really special. So people were calling this an incredible accomplishment. Collider Steve Weintraub said, absolutely love Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, wanted to push pause about 100 times to study the incredible artistry on display. Cannot recommend this film enough and already looking forward to seeing it again. Eric Davis over at Fandango said that it is visually unlike anything you'll see in a theater this year. It very much feels like the Back to the Future Part 2 of the series, a middle chapter that is weird and funky and shocking, but also the ultimate Spider-Man experience. Let's see, who else? Brandon Davis from comicbook.com called it a, quote, stunning achievement. He says, it's everything a Spider-Man fan could ask for and much more. It's so good, it's hard to believe it exists. What the Spider-Verse movies are doing with their multiverse storytelling visually and thematically is putting every other superhero movie's attempts to shame, with The Flash being the closest second, but still behind it. So, very, very high praise so far for Across the Spider-Verse. Mike Ryan over at UpRocks called the film terrific and said that Jason Schwartzman's character, The Spot, who is the villain in the movie, is the funniest villain. He said that it has a bigger story spread out over this movie and the next, so definitely expect... I don't know if it's going to be quite as dramatic as what we saw in Fast X in terms of like the movie just kind of ending and being that cliffhanger vibe. But this movie back in its production was originally going to be one film and they decided to split it up into two. So, definitely like go in with that as your sort of baseline level of expectation that this is going to be, I guess you could call it like an incomplete story because it's going to be stretched across two films. So, I think as long as people know that going in, the chances and likelihood of people being really bummed out by what happens at the very end of this movie, or the way that it concludes, seem to be, maybe mitigated a little bit there. So, Chris Miller, and Phil Lord, who were the writers and directors of The Lego Movie and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, they wrote this film along with Dave Callahan, who has worked on Shang-Chi and Wonder Woman 1984. And this movie has new directors now. It's Joaquin Dos Santos from Justice League Unlimited, Kemp Powers, who wrote One Night in Miami, and Justin K. Thompson, who I believe was the production designer of the original Spider-Verse. Yes, that's right. So he is going to be making, I think actually all of them are going to be making their feature film directorial debuts here, so or theatrical anyway. Very excited about this. The full reviews come out on May 31st, which is next Wednesday. So stay tuned for that. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse comes out on June 2nd, which is coming up pretty soon. And yeah, very, very excited. So that is going to do it for today's episode of the show. You can find more about Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse and, like I said, a ton of stuff about Tina Turner on slashfilm.com. I'm going to keep the link in the show notes for Slashfilm's top 100 movies of all time because we all worked very hard on that. And I encourage people to go check that out because it's a really great way, especially if you're like bored on your lunch break and looking for something to kill time and you know, maybe be introduced to a few movies that you may not otherwise know about. Yeah, this list is a good way to dive into stuff like that. So I encourage people to check that out. Slash Film Daily is published every weekday, bringing the most exciting news from the world of movies and TV, as well as deeper dives into the great features you can find on the site. You can subscribe to the show on Apple, Google, Overcast, Spotify, all the popular podcast apps. Please subscribe to our newsletter. Send your feedback, questions, comments, concerns, and mailbag topics to us at peter@slashfilm.com. Make sure to leave your name and general geographic location in case we mention your email on the air. Don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends, spread the word. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.